it's not necessarily stuff you'll see on the news, but it's interesting to Joe.
The suspected serial killer who killed two people and terrorized Austin, Texas for 3 weeks was killed in a dramatic confrontation this morning. We saw this as we were getting into work. It was insane. The suspect, police say, is, they believe, a 24-year-old male, which is interesting because on Reddit, somebody said they were the Austin bomber.
I saw that.
And they said, like, well, I'm between 30 and 50 years old, so who knows?
Well, they were trying
not
to get caught.
Do you think it was really that? I guess we'll find out, really, if it was that
either
person.
Either it was fake, they weren't really the Austin bomber, or it was, and they were trying to lead police off the trail.
The suspect identified by the police as a 24-year-old guy was killed near the motel he was traced to by authorities. This is crazy. They used surveillance footage from a Federal Express drop-off store and a cell phone triangulation technology. It's insane. The things you see in TV shows really can happen and how they can find you.
Criminal Minds type-ish.
Boom, 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 boom. The man died after fleeing the motel in a car with police hot on his tail. He drove into a ditch, sparking the fatal confrontation. The Austin Police Chief Brian Manley said, "We wanted this to come to a peaceful resolution tonight. However, we were not afforded that opportunity when he started to drive away because they were going to try to bring in their detonation stuff and surround him and make sure like none of the cops got killed in the process." But they say he detonated two package bombs as police closed in. They don't know if the guy died from police shooting him, but they know that he's in pieces now because he blew himself up too.
Ew.
So it'll be interesting to see the whole story behind this, but it finally puts everything to end. It started back in March 2nd.
Well,
you imagine?
It is put to end, like, as far as new bombs being made in Austin. Well, hopefully, you know, nobody copycats this guy, but they're saying, though, to be careful because they still haven't been able to determine if there's other bombs that he made before he died that haven't gone off yet.
Yeah, like if they're placed somewhere or en route.
It is possible that we could hear more news stories about bombs going off there that he had set up before he died.
Hate talking about school shootings. And this one is still a big deal, even though there wasn't as big as what happened in Florida, but kind of a nice ending here with a cop stepping up. A student pulled out a gun and shot two other students. This happened at Great Mills High School in Maryland yesterday. The 17-year-old walked into the school at the start of the day, pulled out a handgun, and shot a 16-year-old girl in the hallway. A male student was also shot in the leg. Within 1 minute, a school resource officer was able to identify the gunman and took him down with one shot.
Awesome.
The girl was shot. The girl that was shot was in a prior relationship. Surprise. His girlfriend with the shooter. She was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Still don't have an update on her. And then the 14-year-old male is in good condition and should be okay. You know what, ladies? If you want to be healthy, I'm talking to you too, Liv, and Alex, and maybe my wife. You need to have some more nuts in your mouth.
Excuse me?
Yep, snacking on nuts and seeds can almost cut the risk of premature death in half.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't ever, like, who is like, I'm going to sit and have some nuts? Like, nobody
literally
does that.
Me, I swear to you, I'm like a freaking animal. I'm like a little rabbit.
I can't.
Nuts.
Live the web squirrel.
That time.
Live the web squirrel.
I'm not kidding. When I was even on vacation, I literally had a mixture of raw almonds, cashews, and sunflower seeds as my breakfast every morning.
Gosh.
And I would just sit and like...
Well, you are going to be excited then because downtown today, there's like a Whole Foods opening downtown. It's the first ever. So
that is my kind of
it's
place.
It's a grand opening today in Indy, so you better be there.
It
their little nut
today?
Section. Yeah. New grocery store for you guys.
I need to hit that up.
NYK got excited too. All right, everybody, live the web squirrel. Thank you so much for that. But they're saying that researchers looked at 2,500 men for 22 years, monitoring their overall health with a focus on the fatty acid level in their blood. They found that those with a higher intake of that acid, that which is found in nuts and seeds and omega-6 rich foods, I guess, like pine nuts and pumpkin seeds and vegetable oil.
Pumpkin
would help you prevent, I guess, some diseases. So, hey, if I got to put nuts in my mouth today to stay alive, bring them on. The more the better. This is kind of interesting when it comes to revenge. Do you think this is right or do you think this is wrong? A college student got her revenge on an ex-classmate who sent her dozens of texts, including inappropriate messages.
Yes.
By sending all the messages... to the guy's grandma.
Oh, yes. I already knew. Whatever it is, he deserves it, but that for sure he deserves.
But to grandma, does grandma need to see that kind of stuff?
Well, he shouldn't be doing it, psychopath.
The man went to high school with the woman, started messaging her out of nowhere. He let her know how he had a crush on her in high school, that it kind of went all downhill from there. She let him down gently, but he kept messaging her, even sent her a picture of his ding-dong. The woman got even by sending the entire message chain to his grandma, who apologized,
yes,
but made excuses for her grandson.
Okay. Grandma, I can't. You know, this is why people act out the way they do, because they have no adults in their life holding them accountable for anything.
Listen, if I like the girl, I should be able to send her a picture of my junk. I don't see what the big deal is to do that. Jeez. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.